Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Today is Wednesday. It is July the 28th. We're already at the end of the month. Can you believe it? We're already at the end of July, going into August. My kid is going to be going to school soon. I don't know what to say, but you know what? God is still in control. And I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm so glad to have you. I'm sorry about the background, you guys. I'm so glad to have you guys with me today. It is such a great morning today. So I am excited. I want to get right into the weather so we can get going with the show because we got a great show. We got Tina Marie that's with us. We got DJ Spivey that's with us. So we got a fantastic show, entertainment, ministry, and everything. So this is going to be so good. So today is Wednesday. As I said, July the 28th. And so in DC, it is 88 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is going to be 91. You have some showers just a little bit around 5 p.m. Detroit, Michigan, you are mostly sunny today. To Detroit, you have mostly sunny skies today. Your high is going to be 82 degrees today. And also, let's see, Dallas, you are 88 degrees. Your high is going to be 97 degrees. London, you are 61 degrees. You got showers going on right now. And your high is going to be 63 degrees this afternoon. LA, you are 66 degrees and sunny. 84 degrees is going to be your high. Let's see, Augusta, Georgia, you are 84 degrees. 93 is going to be your high. Let's see, and Kenya, you are 84 degrees today. And let's see, 68, you're going to be waking up tomorrow with, and 90 is going to be your high tomorrow. Hawaii, you are 57 degrees, 60, 72 is going to be your high today. You got thunderstorms and showers coming this afternoon, so be prepared for that. Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees right now. 79 is going to be your high. Also, showers coming. Portugal, you are 66 degrees, 68 is your high. And let's see, you're gonna wake up tomorrow to 57 degrees, and 66 is gonna be your high tomorrow. Pasadena, you are 68 degrees. Pasadena, California. You're 68 degrees right now. Same as pretty much as LA. But anyway, if I didn't say your nation, your city, your continent, guess what? It doesn't matter because God is still in control and He has the final say and He loves you so much. Guess what? He's got your back. He's got your front, your side, and everything that concerns you. So just hold on. He's with you. All right. So this has been your weather report. We'll be right back. We got a sponsorship break and then we got ministerial moment. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, so we are back. Okay, so check this out. First, I want to tell you guys, listen, if you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat and you have tuned in now to BBS Radio, go ahead and download the app. Go ahead and get the app and tune in to BBS Radio everywhere you go. You can use your USB cord. You can take them in the car with you. You can listen to all the fine shows that we have, although mine is one of the best. Number one internet show on BBS Radio. I claim that. We have over 1 million listeners worldwide. And We are streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. So go ahead and join us and all of the fun and check us out everywhere you go, like I said. And we are live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Also, I want you to go ahead, if you have Alexa, go ahead and say, hey, Alexa, BBS radio station number one. It'll bring you right into the show. Or if you go on Google, say, hey, Google, Dr. Gina's, Gina's radio chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. So many different ways that you can tune into Dr. Gina's radio chat. Tune in and tell a friend. I'm loving you for listening, okay? All right, so ministerial moment. All right, so we have been really dealing with a lot of where people are really offended by other people. They are offended by other people's actions, offended by what people are, saying about them and things like that. But yet at the same time, with these apps that we have, everybody wants approval. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. Everybody wants to feel validated. Everybody wants the likes. Everybody wants the follows and things like that, and wants to feel important by the same people that and people that we get offended by. So the Bible says that Jesus went through everything for us. He bore, took on all our sins, gave his life as a living sacrifice. He was ridiculed. He was talked about. He was lashed at. He was, all of these things was happening. He never said anything. He never had any vengeance against anyone. But yet we're supposed to walk in his image. And the thing is that as we are claiming Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there's an image that he is that we are supposed to walk in and be like. And so when we're offended by what somebody says or what somebody does or something like that, it's not Christ-like. And so I just wanted to encourage you and even myself. A lot of times, when we're offended by something, we start judging. And the Bible says, don't judge, lest you be judged. And so this is just something that God placed in my heart to really share in ministerial moment, that whatever it is that you are offended by, maybe it's something to in the core of us individually that would cause us to be offended. Whatever that situation is, that's where we need to really go and look into ourselves. Ask God, what is that? Why do I even care? Why does this bother me? And then why do I need such attention from outsiders outside of you? Why do I need, the same people that I'm offended by or I'm judging, but yet I want them to buy my products. I want them to, like my posts. I want them to, share my posts. I want them to listen to what I have to say, but yet we're judging people and we're, being offended by them. So my thing is that it's so good to just really, Tina, I'm looking for you to call the show so you can come on. You need to call the number. And while you're listening, good morning, but I'm waiting for you to call the show so you can listen, so you can be interviewed. Anyway, so when we are offended by someone, but yet at the same time, we want something from them. Just think about it for a second. We are offended and we want to judge the very same people that we want something from, that we need something. We think we need something from. We want them to buy our products. We want people to like our posts and watch our posts and follow us and listen to us. But yet we're judging people and we're criticizing people. So this is a thing that God, just placed in my heart to kind of share. And then what another thing is that we don't want to listen to the truth. So even now, as I'm saying this, people are offended by the truth that I speak. And so, the Bible says for us to, for us to mature, we have to have spiritual milk, so we can be, so we can grow and mature. And that's in James chapter 2. And we have to, just think about it for a second. we want what we want when we want it as humans, right? And we expect God to just conform to what we are, but yet he created us in his image. And so in that sense, we have to conform. We have to conform to his will and his way. We have to sacrifice ourselves as Jesus did. We have to see people the way God sees them. We have to look to him for everything. It says, seek him first and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added onto us. So whatever we think we need, we don't have to conform to the world's, devices to actually accomplish a goal that God has already predestined for us to have. Just think about it for a second. I've seen these apps have people going crazy, like doing things that they would normally never do. I've seen people say, I would never do that. But then if they're not getting the responses that they want, then they will just totally change their whole character and be a buffoon or whatever just to get people to like their posts and stuff. So I've seen people change to become very arrogant because they can't handle, the popularity that they so crave and that they so want. I've seen people change. And so I say that as just giving wisdom, that as you are sitting here, just think about what are you offended by? And maybe you're offending someone else. But if that is the case, we have to keep God first. We have to purge ourselves from all unrighteousness, all uncleanness, and just really stay in the rhythm and the flow of the Holy Ghost and allow God to conform us to his will and build our character. What did he predestine for us to do? Why, who are we? If we don't allow him to transform, renew us, he's the creator, he created us. How will we ever know? How would we be everything that he's called us to be and accomplish everything he's called us to accomplish if we don't follow his plan? So again, I know it's a lot of messages in this. Don't be offended. Don't let offense cause you to judge. Don't feel like you have to conform to this world to be valued or have the platform or whatever it is that you believe that you're releasing your creativity. Allow God to do the work in you. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's what the word says. So I just encourage you that whatever's going on up in there, just allow God to cleanse that thing, heal that thing, deliver you, and move you into your destiny. Because I'm telling you, everything that's been connected to your name is for you. It's not going to go anywhere, but your character has to be built. That means the character of Yeshua, the Jesus, our Lord and Savior, so you can walk this earth and you can go and accomplish everything, even greater things than he did. All right? So I just want you to be blessed. You do not have to conform to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and allow God to conform you to his will. So his plan for your life, which is exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think, will be accomplished and achieved for his glory. In Jesus' name. All right, this has been Minister Your Moment. We'll be right back after these messages with my girl, Tina Marie. I'm glad that she made it. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back with her after this message.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Say whatever you want and then close it off by saying, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, let's do it starting now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Joshua Rogers here, and I am super excited to let you know that you are tuned into Dr. Gina's live chat.
Right. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Love it.
Radio chat. Okay, all right. Sorry, my bad. Got
no,
it.
No, not at
Dr.
all.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Here we go again now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Joshua Rogers here, and I'm super excited to let you know that you are tuned into the one and only Dr. Gina's. I can't believe I just did that again. Okay, one more time. What's up?
take as many takes as you want, my friend. It's a tongue twister for sure. All right, go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Joshua Rogers here, and I'm super excited to let you know that you are tuning into the one and only Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Perfection.
All right. Well, so glad. I love Joshua. He was on last week. Such a cool guy. I love him so much. Well, welcome to the show, my friend Tina Marie. How are you, sister?
I am good, and I apologize that it took me so long.
That's all right. And it's so funny because I was thinking, like, should I text her and remind her of the number? And I just said, no, I don't want to, you know, be overbearing because I done gave her the number at least three times or two times, I think. But when I saw you on Instagram, I was like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't think she's going to do the show on Instagram.
Right.
I'm
sorry. The interesting thing is I never go on Instagram this early in the morning. I was up working throughout the night, and Holy Spirit said, get on Instagram. So I'm like, okay. So I popped on, and I said, wait a minute. It's not 11 o'clock my time. Okay, let me go back. So, yeah. But I am here. I am ready.
Praise God. So your last name is, I want to try to say it, Talia Farrell?
Correct.
I said it right?
You said it right.
Oh, my God. Tina Marie Talia Piero. Oh, I love that name. It's so Italian-like. I don't know. Is it Italian? Yes. What is
it? It is Italian.
I love it. It's so fancy. I love that. Anyway, Tina, I loved having you on. I saw you on Instagram, and we have been connected, I think, through some mutual friends and things like that, and I know you're in production. First and foremost, you're a believer. You love Jesus, and you are a script supervisor, which I want to know more about that too. And you're a producer. So you're in the film industry, television production, and things like that. Tell us how, first and foremost, how did you even get into this arena at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really interesting. It starts back many years ago. I said that I was going to do things that scared me. So one thing that scared, well, this didn't really scare me, but I'm a faith mover. I'm a faith walker, a faith talker. So if God tells me to do things, that's what I do. There's no questions. There's really no planning. If God said that I could take that check to the bank, I can cash it and I'll be good. So God told me to move to Los Angeles, California. Now, everybody knows that when you move to L.A., you need to have savings. You need to be ready. But when God told me I had no savings, I had no place to live, All I had was my car and a word from God. So I ended up coming to LA.
Wait, how long ago was this again? When was this, Tina?
It was 2018, June.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. So I ended up coming to LA, and like I said, I didn't have anywhere to live. I ended up partnering with a ministry that allowed me to stay in their transitional home for a while. They lost the transitional home, which meant that I was homeless. I was okay with it because God said, Tina, you're supposed to be in LA. So I said, okay. I ended up staying in my car for a little while, and then I connected with a production company down here. I went to one of their screenings, and he said, well, what do you do? I said, well, I've been editing for about 18, 19 years. He said, okay, well, we don't have any work for you, but, I mean, let me see what you can do. I said, no problem. So I started doing some free work for them. He sent me a text one day and said, hey, do you know what a script supervisor is? Before I could answer his text, I Googled it, and I texted him right back. I said, I do. He said, okay, I have a job for you. I said, okay.
Wow.
Not a problem. So that's how I got into it. Somebody just asked me, do you know what it is? I looked it up and I said, yes.
Well, what is it? tell us. What is it?
Okay. So a script supervisor is basically the person that we read the script, we look at the script, we make sure that the actors say the right words, do when they're on screen. You know how sometimes
You read along with them. You read along with them and make sure that they're saying the right words. They're not adding too much to take away from the script.
Correct. And I'm basically protecting the integrity of the script because some people like to say what they want to say or do what they want to do, but we want to make sure that the story that the writer wrote is what is being told and what is done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. That's a job. I mean, I've seen people do that, but I didn't know that that was actually a position. Like, I don't know what I thought that was. I don't know if I thought it was the director, the assistant director. Like, I didn't even know. Is it possible that they made this, like, this job was created for you, or is it really a thing?
No, it's really a thing. It's
supervisors
everywhere on every set. Yeah. And that's just a minute part of what the role is for a script supervisor. I've been blessed to connect with and to be a script supervisor for Patricia Cuffey Jones.
I know her, yeah.
Emmy nominated.
Yes.
Patricia Cuffey writer. Yes. So I've learned so much from her. So I feel like my role in that is to make sure to cover her as a believer. I look at every role, everything as an assignment. So my assignment is to make sure that she stays in her creative zone. And then what I do is I make sure, like I said, the actors are on point with their lines. I make sure that, like, let's say, for instance, in one take, the person's left hand is up. Oh, I have to make sure that in every take that they do for that, their left hand is up. Make sure that the continuity is.
That is just amazing to me. And I mean, and just not to like, I mean, even the position is amazing. I'm in awe of that. And you have worked like with Patricia. Yes. Bomb.com. Mm-hmm. Just on the rise. I mean, quick work God is doing in her life. I mean, I'm sure that the foundation that was laid took some time, but just to see God just, you know, move like that on her, just one day, then another door, then another door, then another door. It's just phenomenal. I love to see him move like that. But I also, you know, just through the years of knowing the process, there is a process. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't think of that. They see, you know, the doors opening and the nominations and the, you know, the awards and the, you know, more movies and more television shows and series and stuff. But they don't know that it was a lot before that. And that this is just the outpour of the consistency and the diligence and the sacrifices that have been made. And I want to go back into your sacrifice because it just touches my heart. gosh, I don't know why it's touching me so much. Your story is just like God has been telling people to move to California. He told me to move to California. You know, you know, my story is not as, you know, it's not the same, but it's the same command. And don't know, didn't know, don't have a clue, just doing what he told me to do.
Yes.
I heard another young lady, same, her story is very similar to yours. She was told to move here like a few months ago. And around the same time I was told by God to do it. And just to hear what God is doing in this industry and bringing more believers into the industry and just doing such a mighty work with him being involved in it more. I just feel like he's doing something spectacular in the entertainment industry. There's a sound that's being released. Go ahead. I want to hear what you're saying about that.
No, no, I was going to say, absolutely. I feel like God is just, he's bringing us to the forefront. He's letting people know that my people are here. That I'm here, that I'm still in control of all of this, even though we see a lot of the enemy coming in trying to just show his face. God is like, okay, it's all good. I'm still here. I'm still running it. I still got this.
I just think it's so awesome. And, you know, and even with Patricia, I'm speaking of her, you know, she's a believer too, and making, you know, films and directing and just hands all over, you know, scripts and things like that. And I just say that because I don't want it to just be in a box, because he's doing so much, you know, with us. And I've seen you even expand. You're doing photos, which I'm excited about. I can't wait till my photo shoot. But you're so creative, and he just has you, you know, like testing waters and actually going and moving into them. So what is your thoughts about just the exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think, and you're starting to see him just show you different avenues that you're creative in and you have favor in? What are your thoughts about that?
So it's interesting, because I've been a photographer for about six to seven years. And then I was doing that, and then I got my degree in graphic design. And then I moved to Los Angeles. So my father passed away in 2019, and right after he passed away, it's kind of like God just opened my eyes to a little more, to be a little more creative, to see things a little bit differently than I used to see him. I've always been a creative, but it's kind of like I don't know the word, but he like just put another level of creativity on me. So I'm excited about what he's doing, because it does feel like he's doing abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I'm excited about what God is doing, because God said that he'll give us the desires of our heart. God said that he'll do. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. He's doing what he said he's going to do. Yeah.
Tina,
he literally,
let me tell
blowing
you,
my mind.
He is blowing my mind too. So since I've been here, right, like I thought when I came, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I just thought, you know, well, my latter days are gonna be greater. I'm near the ocean, I'm at the mountains, I love this, I can be by myself, you know, I can I can just do these things because I love them. It's just me and him, and I can just, you know, especially after the pandemic, I was able to like spend so much more time with God, and I just fell in love with him on a whole new level in that time frame. And I just wanted to keep that. Like I don't care about anything else. I just want to keep my relationship with him. I'm looking forward to, you know, the space that I'll be able to have him dwell, you know, continuously, you know, because I'm still in transit. You know, I'm looking forward to just, you know, just me, him, and a dog. You know what I'm saying? My son is 16. He'll be growing on to college and stuff like that. So I just thought, you know, life would be like, you know, just me and him and just doing whatever ministry that he would have me to do. But then I started getting my feet wet in different things, opportunities that's been presenting itself, like being on sets and stuff. And I'm like, well, hey, what's going on? going on mm-hmm. here? And then it's like I'm starting to meet more directors and stuff like that, just walking up meeting people. And I'm just like, oh, I would have never been able to do this in D.C. or, you know, any place else. And I mean, so, you know, why am I here, you know? And I'm just kind of right. going with the flow because I'm in full-time ministry. So for me, it's just, you know, preaching and teaching the gospel. But then I also feel like even the pastors, the churches that I've visited, they're all like for creatives. Like their ministry mm-hmm. is to minister to creatives and athletes. And I just feel so at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something in me that just feels at home. Like I can be this expressively creative person and it's okay, or it's, you know, received, or there's a place. Does that make sense? It's like, I feel like it's absolutely. A place here, and it's like, it's all well. It's just, I don't know.
It feels right.
It feels right. Oh God. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. Cause it's like, you can be, it's not that you're not being who you are. It's just that it's limited expression in the areas before here. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like you're working and you're doing the ministry and you're going to church, but it's something about when he moved me here that it's like on a whole nother level of expression. Like there's so many more opportunities where he wants to be. And it's like, I'm seeing these areas and I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Like, I mean, yeah. he really wants to be in this entertainment industry, even though I've been interviewing celebrities and things like that for years now. I just never looked at it like that. You know, I always felt like it was like God was like intervening in a space, but it's like, it's something yeah. where he's like now dwelling in a space. He wants to dwell in these arenas. And I'm just like, wow, I just can't wait to see what he's going to do. So what are your yeah. thoughts? You're here now, you know, I know people said I would never do it. I know you were like, you know, people was like, what's wrong with her? I mean, what mm-hmm. what are people saying now, like your family or, you know, even some of your friends, maybe you're friends with them still, maybe you're not, but you know, what are your yes. thoughts about that?
So, my family is very, very supportive anytime, because like I said, I'm a faith walker, faith talker. So this is my third move like that. I'm originally from Gary, Indiana. And in 2001, God said, okay, move to Dallas, Texas. I got on a bus and I went down there, no job. I had a place to live, but that was it. After my assignment was up there, I moved to Arizona because God said go. I just feel like if God says do something, that he has the... he's obligated to make sure that I'm okay.
Yes.
And he's been doing that. He's been doing yes. that. So my family has been very, very supportive. When it got to when I was homeless, they were like, well, why don't you come home? And I told them, I said, because God didn't tell me to. And the only reason I did go home was because my father got, and he really didn't get sick, but it was like the last week of his life. Thank God he lived to be 90, so we were thankful for that. But it was kind of like once that happened, God was like, you're not a failure. You're not failing. Go home and regroup. So when I went home in 2019, when he passed away, then next thing, the pandemic happened. And then I came back to LA in October. But God, during that time frame, God was like, you know what? I still got you. And you're still supposed to go back to LA. And that's what I did. So thank God I have a great support system in my family. And even I have a cousin here, but even the friends that I've met here, they've been so supportive and have been there and have just been a support system for me. So thank God for
wow.
that. Because it's
well,
helped.
You got a
it's
friend helped. Here because I can relate to all of that. I'm telling you now, every time God has told me to move somewhere, go somewhere, he's always supplied. He's always mm-hmm. taken care of me, my sons, and, you know, even before he was even born. He started me on that faith movement and that faith walk. And I've been in situations just like you where it's like, you know, I didn't have a job, you know, like an income coming in, like a steadily income, or, you know, didn't have a down payment on a place, didn't have, you know, what they wanted and what they required, but God supplied, you know, a place and provision. And so, I mean, he's it's something when you said that when he tells you to do something, he's obligated to take care of you. I love it's a scripture in Hebrews, and it says, it talks about how he says, I will do. He stresses it over and over again, how he will, you know, take care. He will not leave us. He will not. He will always supply. He would always, you know, do what he said he was going to do. And I love that, that he does do that. And I mean, you know, people really need to hear that in this time and season. So I want you to really give, you know, because I love, it's not just enough for one person. People have to hear the echo. They have to, you know, some people just need a testimony after testimony after testimony to really believe that God is able and he will ask these things of you. And the question is, will you obey? You know, are you ready to live in the fullness that God has for you? You know, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the thoughts and plans that he has for you, thoughts for good and not of evil. Are we ready to, like, really tap into what all he has for us? I mean, you heard Tina say it, Tina and Gina. You heard Tina say, you know, that, you know, here's a job she never even heard of. It was offered to her. And look at now he's maneuvering her around in this in the entertainment industry. You know, same with me. You know, this has been step by step. He told me to start Dr. Gina's radio chat. 6 months later, you know, I got Angie Stone on the show. I'm hosting concerts. You know, I didn't have a dime to start this show. I didn't have not one cent. And he told me to do it. As a matter of fact, I was in a dry season where I didn't even know how we were going to eat from day to day, but I had to trust him every day, and he provided every day. Nothing was taken from me. He kept me and my son the whole time, told me out of that to start the show, and here we are 6 years later, and everybody has been on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I've been on stages with Patti LaBelle and, you know, Toni Braxton and, you know, Kim and all these wonderful people. I mean, I never would have thought. And then to think that he would move me and my son here to California, you know, and then be on sets. I've never been on a set. I mean, other than to be on an interview, but like to see a movie, a film, you know, being done. And I'm just absorbing all of this and watching all of this. All I can say is, God, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Isn't that how you feel? Yeah. It's like, you know, God, what's next? Because it doesn't stop. He just continue with your consistency and his will. He'll continue to advance you from much to much, from glory to glory. Right, Tina?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what I tell people is, even though it gets hard out here, you still have to have a posture of thanksgiving. Of God, I thank you. Just clapping. God, I thank you because it's coming. You may not see it, but that's faith. We don't see it immediately, but God is still working behind the scenes to let us know, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Absolutely.
Well, I know one thing. I love the fact that you said that even when you were homeless, you said you had an opportunity. Your family was like, why don't you just come home? And you said you chose to be obedient. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. And you chose discomfort for a season to obey your father. Oh, my God. The blessings from that alone, Tina. The blessings from that alone. I mean, when I heard that, the first thing that you, when you said that, that was like, you know, to me, just touched my soul, because I mean, that is like a testimony. That's Bible, you know, to live like Christ and to die like Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like you sacrificed yourself to be obedient to God. What, how much more pleasing could that possibly be? You know, and what people don't realize is that obedience is more of a concern to God than anything else that you could possibly do for the kingdom. He wants your obedience more than anything. That is facts.
Yeah. He wants to know, do you trust me? Like, this is what I want you to do. Do you trust me to take care of you? I'm telling you to drive across the country to do whatever you need to do. This is what I'm telling you to do. Do you trust me enough to do it? And once you say yes, then that's when God opens open doors that you had no clue would be open for you. All God wants is our yes. That's the thing. He wants our yes. And once we say yes, God is like, oh, okay, I got you. You know what? That door is open. Let me talk to this person on your behalf. Let me do this for you. God, that guy right there, that's my ace.
I love when I interview. I love what God does on this platform because I never know how the conversation is going to go. But I'm mm-hmm. always open to him just having his way, and I pray over the show. But I did not think that this conversation could go like this, but I'm so pleasantly surprised and so grateful that it did go this way. I'm so glad that you were, felt comfortable to be transparent, to really share your testimony. And I know that it's blessing people right now, like all over the world is being blessed because people are struggling right now with that obedience thing. People, they've been trying to do it their way. They've been living in a religious format, a traditional way. Mm-hmm. They're listening to, the old time way. They're listening to their parents. They're listening to what their grandpa say or grandma say, or even their friends, and I would never do that. And if you do that, it's gonna take forever. And what I learned from God, especially when I moved out here, is that when people say that they wouldn't do it, that's when he's telling me to do it. That's a clear sign to do it, because it's like so many blinking lights, go, 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 blink, blink, blink. Like I couldn't ignore the fact that he wanted me to move out here. And God will prepare you, and he will, keep, imparting it into you and strengthening you because he knows what you're going to come up against. He knows the naysayers. He knows, your first response, your senses, your natural senses. And I don't have this and I don't have that. And I need to get this first. I need to do that first. I don't know anybody out there. Those type of doubts and those type of, those concerns and those fears. But God is saying today that he wants you to trust him in every area of your life. If he tells you, I want you to quit this job, close this church, stop this ministry here because I want you to move to Arizona, or I want you to move to Dallas, or I want you to even move to Canada or London, are you willing to sacrifice yourself to obey God today? That's the message.
Right. And when he tells you that, and if you don't do it, God will make you so uncomfortable. He'll make you so uncomfortable that you have no choice. that you have no choice but to be like, you know what? Why not? Let me try it.
It's such a freedom. He told me to just make sure I got here. That's all he said. My mind, of course, went into, well, what's next and what I'm going to do next. It's like, just get there. Mm-hmm. Just get there. And please tell people too, Tina, I want people to understand that it doesn't, all of the things that he's promising you that's going to happen, it may not happen as soon as you touch ground. I don't want you to just think that just when you get there, don't get discouraged and it's not firecrackers going off right away, because the enemy wants you to doubt that you're supposed to be here, or there, wherever he sends you, right? So you have to hold on to your faith. Is that right, Tina?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's the thing. People think that, oh, God said go. I'm gonna immediately get the job. I'm gonna immediately get the opportunity. No, that's not typically that's not how it happens. But you are absolutely correct. If God gives me a word, if God gives you a word, then God has to do what He said. He's not a liar.
Yeah, he's going to prove to you that he's, that he's for you, and he's going to show you. But also with this, though, is still building character. So I just want people to understand that it's still a process. He's building character. He's preparing you. He's lining the, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and divine appointments are being made. And, you know, it's just so amazing just walking in it. You're like, wow, I wouldn't have never thought that it would have happened like that. Or I wouldn't have never thought I would have ran into this person, or I would have met this person, or it would have been like that. He gets the glory in all of that. And that's what he wants. He wants you to walk in it, walk it out, you know, so it's not like you jump over here and then it's like a big old package dumped at, you know, UPS box coming to your front door. It's literally you're walking this thing out, and he's strengthening you, and he's giving you endurance and long suffering and wisdom and knowledge. You're getting all of this. Your faith is increasing. Your trust in him is increasing. You're getting all of this. Like, you're becoming wealthy in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't, it's more precious than silver and gold. Oh my God, Tina, I got to get your number. We got to talk to each other. Please DM me your number. I'll do the same, because we got to stay connected, sister. Pray together. She's going to do my photos. She done did Tammy Townsend's photos. She is a celebrity photographer, a script supervisor. She holds it down. She's like the watchman of the script, okay? She don't play. Okay? Yes. And so much more God is doing. And I mean, more importantly, she is a child of the Most High God. And it's so obvious. Girl, you are full of the Spirit of God. And I love it. I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me two different places. Tina Marie Takes LA. That's TinaMarieTakesLA. And my business, which is Faith Made Me Do It. I have a t-shirt line called Faith Made Me Do It, because faith did make me do it. And it's FHTHMADEME on Instagram.
Oh, my God. This was the best ever. I love you, Tina. I'm so glad God brought us together. I'm so glad that this happened. This is so good. I love it. All right. Well, listen, this has been amazing. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's using you to do for his kingdom in the entertainment industry. And he's expanding your territory even the more. Your faithfulness, your consistency, and your obedience, girl. Just, oh, my God. Love. All right. Thank you so much, Tina Marie. I love you. And we're going to stay in connection. Please DM me your number. I'm about to DM you now myself. Okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. And you know you're more than welcome to come on anytime. You got something going on, just let me know. Okay?
Okay.
All right, listen, I love you so much. All right, you guys, that was Tina Marie Talia Farrell. I love her name. I love it. I love the name. Listen, go ahead and follow her everywhere. Listen, we're going to go right into DJ Dave Spivey's segment. This is Gospel House Mix. Get yourself off your seat and get on your feet, and let's move in the glory of God. This is Gospel House Mix by DJ Dave Spivey.
That God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Thank you.
need to close the show with DJ Dave Spivey. Amazing show with Tina Marie, Talia, Pharaoh. I mean, I love her, okay? This was so good. Talia Pharaoh, that's her last name. What a funny name. That is such a beautiful name. Anyway, I'm so glad today was a great show. I'm so glad that it went well. We had inspiration, encouragement. Oh my God, powerful testimonies. If God is telling you to go, baby, you better go. And let me tell you, let's stop being offended by each other, stop judging one another, and just let God unite us, please, because we got so much stuff to do, and there is an audience for you, and God is preparing your character and building and strengthening you, because as long as with all of the praises that you want and all of the acceptance that you want, there's criticism that goes along with the territory. So just to let you know that the more visibility you got, the more visibility you gonna get. People are gonna start nitpicking and things like that. So I'm just saying, allow God to, you know, really do the work first. Sow in what you would want. So if you don't want to be criticized and judged, then don't put that in the atmosphere. There you go. That's what's on my mind. That's just a simple way to put it. You know, don't judge, lest ye be judged. That's what the Bible say, right? So don't criticize, don't judge. Keep that kind of stuff under wraps. Let God transform your heart, renew your heart, and transform your mind. Become more like Christ, and you will see the benefits and reap the rewards. It's so much peace, so much faith, so much that you will receive, and God is doing so much in you that even when he blesses you with all the promises, you'll be prepared mentally, emotionally, and physically. All right, get in shape. Go along with the process. You heard me and Tina say, it ain't easy, but guess what? Obedience is greater than sacrifice, and God loves our obedience, and he always covers his word, always. It may be uncomfortable, it may be trying at times, but guess what? The reward is just priceless, okay? The flow of the rivers is overflowing. So get in that place, go through your process, and be ye transformed. That's it. Be more like Christ, all right? This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.